My name's Gordon Hayes, and we are in Hinckley, Hinckley's one and only record shop called Nervous Records.
I'm so pleased that when I phoned up to see if you were open, when you said you weren't, you kindly said, "Oh, don't worry, I'll open up anyway because I live next door," which is wonderful.
It's fantastic, isn't it, really? It doesn't really get much better than that. I make a living by doing something I actually quite enjoy, and it's one of the very few things I actually know anything about as well. And I live next door to the place as well. So,
when did you open?
I can't give you the exact date, but it was January 1978, so that's, what, 37 and a half years or something, so it's a long time.
It is. I can't remember how old I was when I first came here. If we ignore the copy of Wunderbar from Tempo Tudor, which was purchased in Woolworths, the first LP, and the next piece of vinyl I bought was from here, as were many after that. And you remembered me when I walked in because I did pop through a few years ago.
Only because of the sort of clues you were dropping, basically. I can remember you, Christian.
And it's so wonderful that you're still here. How do you do it?
Well, I don't think there's any great... You know, there's no business plan or anything going on here, I can assure you. It's the simple fact that I am, I think the main thing is, I'm a single man with no kids. The property is bought and paid for many years since. So I've been able to tough out the bad times, if you like, you know, of which there have been many. The mid-90s to the mid-noughties were a real struggle, which is why all the other record shops went bust or closed down, you know. So, stuck it out through thick and thin. And now, the last 3 or 4 years, we're reaping the benefits of that because vinyl is back big time.
And have you noticed like a huge resurgence?
I would have to say yes. I mean, it's gone completely the other way to the last time we spoke.
Which is when I popped in and did a live stream video on a platform that you'd think would still be around, but they can't even survive with the climate.
Right, exactly, yeah, precisely. Where now, hardly anybody buys CDs. Which is very strange.
The people are saying vinyl's going to outlive CDs.
It probably will do, because it has got a bit of provenance, a bit of history, you know what I mean, behind it. Whereas CDs, they came and went very quickly. I still don't have a problem with CDs. For convenience and stuff, absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they're definitely not as lovable as LPs.
And it is the lovable and the tactility and the ritual.
That's exactly the word I use, the ritual of playing an LP, mm-hmm. where you have to carefully take it out of the sleeve. A little bit more work involved than just pulling it out of it, chucking it in a CD player and press play. You actually have to lovingly place it on the platter, blow a bit of dust off the stylus, and it can be an absolutely brand new, brand spanking new LP, but the first couple of seconds you're going to get that bit of crackle going on, you know.
Yeah, I still can't work that out.
No, neither can I, really. But
it's a treasure trove here. Do you only sell to people coming through the door? Do you sell online?
Well, for a few years, as I say, during that sort of fallow period, I did resort to selling on eBay. I don't like doing that, to be honest. I'd much rather sell to people face-to-face. But, you know, it patched up some of the holes during the bad times, let's put it like that. But fortunately, touch wood, I haven't really needed to do that for the last 3 or 4 years.
So you don't have a website or anything like that?
No, I'm resolutely old-fashioned, as I've just told you. I don't own a mobile phone. I get some funny looks from people when I tell them that. I'm still a cash-only business. I don't accept credit cards. I don't have a credit card myself. I have no desire to have one. I won't say I'm stuck in the 60s, but that's when I was a teenager, 60s and 70s, that's my sort of era, and I still try and conduct my business as if it was those 60s and 70s, basically.
Oh, fantastic. Well, speaking of the 60s and 70s, there's a few titles I'd like to run by you, just on the off chance you have them here, and it's a treasure trove. If I can't find the particular
say,
things
Christian,
I'm looking
if you
for,
can't
I will
find,
find...
One or two things,
yeah.
Then we are in trouble.
Well, there's already things that I didn't expect to see that I'm looking at and that I'll probably end up leaving with. So, once again, thanks a lot, and I hope I can come back in another 10 years and you're still here.
Good. Well, I think those are the exact words you used the last time we met, I think. And I said, well, I can't guarantee that, but let's hope that that's the case. So I shall repeat myself now. So let's hope that that is the case.
You've got an amazing memory. Thanks.